New research out of Michigan State University finds it's not voters who should get the blame for lack of minorities in state legislatures, but rather it has to do with political parties. Eric Gonzalez-Inkey is an assistant professor of political science at MSU. Eric, you looked at almost 10,000 state elections. What did you find?
The surprising finding was that in districts that were heavily made up of white voters, we did not find any, or I did not find any bias against Latino candidates for office. And so one of the reasons this is surprising is that for decades we've understood the biggest barrier to minority underrepresentation in legislatures, and particularly for Latinos and African Americans, to be white voters in white districts.
So you found Latino candidates, for example, were on the ballot just about 5% of the time, but when they were on the ballot, then they won just as often as their counterparts, even in those districts where most of the voters were white.
That's right.
So it sounds like your research has found that underrepresentation of minorities in state legislatures has a whole lot more to do with political parties than the actual voters who are trucking in there and casting votes.
That's the implication, and that's where we're headed next. So we need to figure out what's going on in the recruitment process, how parties support minority candidates, what kind of candidates are being recruited, and then research that actually looks at the pool of candidates themselves. Why aren't more minority candidates deciding to emerge or deciding to run for office? What are they doing instead? And what's nice is this dovetails with a more advanced literature on women and women candidacies. And what they found in that literature is almost exactly what we're finding here for Latinos and African Americans, and that is that when women run, generally speaking, they do quite well, but there seems to be a problem getting them into these candidacies.
Getting them on the ballot in the first place.
That's right. That's right.
We've actually had that discussion on stateside with women, including former lawmaker Barb Byram, who exactly said that. It's getting on that ballot. And so it sounds like the voters are prepared to send the best person, irrespective of the last name or the gender.
Yes, voters care about party. And this is something that we understand in political science very clearly. Voters care about party and who the party will represent, not who is representing the party. And so if you run somebody under the party banner in these, particularly in these very polarized times that we're in, they're going to do well. Voters will override whatever biases they may have for the most part.
Eric, do you think your research has the potential to actually change things and the way that candidates are chosen?
I hope so. I hope so. You know, one of the explanations could just simply, you know, I hope it's this simple, that party elites simply thought that minority candidates couldn't win in white districts. We haven't been able to look at this previously because we didn't have the data to do it. And so that data is emerging over the last 5 or so years. And hopefully it's as simple as that, right? I come along and some of us say, you know, go ahead, it's okay. Don't fear white voters and white voter bias, and, you know, they'll kind of change. That would be great.
Do you see a time when political parties will embrace more diverse candidates?
I think it's happening. It's happening at a very small scale. I hope that it starts to happen more. You see this in both the Republican and Democratic side. Again, to the extent that we need to see this much more at the local level, at the state level, I think that's what needs to happen. At the federal level, we're start to see a lot of minority candidates and minority elites being at least put in the front by both parties.
Eric Gonzalez-Inkey is an assistant professor of political science at Michigan State University. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.